5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in their own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four crazy kids. So do your research and find out what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. I am your host, Crystal Ricks.
And I am Barry Ricks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And if you didn't catch on, we're married.
And we have four children, 7, 5, 4,
7, 5, 3, and 1.
Right.
With birthdays in a couple weeks.
Right.
So, they'll all get older.
Everyone's getting older.
That's right. So, yeah. Hi, honey.
Hello.
How are you doing this week?
So tired.
So tired.
Now, this is, we have a reason behind our tiredness.
We have more than just normal parenting tired this
Although,
week.
Although, we took a glorious nap today.
Like a 4-hour nap.
No.
I don't even know
what our kids did at that time.
It doesn't matter. The house is still here. We're all alive. So, we'll call it a successful nap.
Yes. So, we did find a bottle of body spray glitter that had been dumped into our baby's hair.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's not too messy.
That's about the worst of it, so.
I'll take it.
We'll call it a win.
Sparkly children.
Sparkly. They're vampires.
That's actually a nice. No!
No!
But sparkling children, that's not too bad of a way to wake up.
That's right. Hello! Ding, ding, ding.
So, we are exhausted.
Yes. But we're extra exhausted because we, had a 3-day-long yard sale,
mm-hmm.
And it was a community yard sale, so it wasn't just, like, our stuff. It was, like, tons of stuff. But it was for a good cause, and we earned some money and worked really hard, and now we're just extremely exhausted. And if you're a parent and you know what it's like to keep your kids up later than what they're supposed to several
mm-hmm.
nights in a row, you can only imagine and understand how our kids act at points when that tired hits them. And they're like,
yeah.
and we're like,
for instance,
and we begin to hulk out because we're tired and
so tired.
Their tiredness is stomping on our last nerve tiredness. And then everyone is hulking out.
Oh, that was very descriptive.
I know.
You make it sound like we were all exploding and yelling at each other. It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad. No, but.
But for instance, what he's sharing is last night after the yard sale was all over and we were both just so burned out, I was giving the kids baths and Barry was returning the yard sale tables to where we had gotten them. And, I was going to just have all three of our younger children take a quick bath together because they desperately needed to be bathed. And the oldest one, she just didn't want to get in the tub. And I wasn't even thinking. I was just, you know, when you're grasping for, like,
straws?
Disciplined straws, we'll call them.
Disciplined straws.
I was just so tired. It popped out of my mouth before. I was like, did I really just say that? She wouldn't get in the tub. And I was like, you get in this tub right now, or I'm going to take away that teddy bear that you got at the yard sale. Because she hasn't let that thing go. This big old teddy bear that she has named Superhero Barbie.
Yeah.
Very original. But, and then so I get the other kids in the tub and I look back and she is leaning against the wall in the hallway, like cradling herself, just pouting. And I was like, Jay, are you going to get in the bathtub? And she just goes, I don't even deserve my teddy bear. I just burst into tears and was like, sobbing in the hallway, just uncontrollably.
And so we're like, this is what it will be like when she goes through puberty.
I know, I can't wait.
Yay.
So I went out in the hall and I realized, like, what a dumb thing to like, you won't take a bath and you don't get your animals. Like, that's dumb.
But when we're tired, like, you don't think straight. You really don't think straight. And you're just like, all I want is peace and quiet.
I know. And so I just sat with her and I pulled her into my lap and I was like, you know what? Because I had even had, she worked so hard there at the end to help put away stuff at the end. And so I told her, you know what, you worked so hard today that I shouldn't have taken away that, or threatened to take away the teddy bear, because you really earned it. Like, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, she did a good job.
And I said, we're all just tired. How about you take a bath after they're done so you can be alone? And anyway, I smoothed down the feathers, but it was just like, man, we all needed to just go to our own rooms.
Yeah, well, and then today, you know, we went to church, and I'm so tired, and I'm a very, you know, not to toot my own horn or anything, but I'm a pretty pleasant guy, and I'm friendly and everything. But today, when, like, people would just do things that normally I wouldn't even care about, like, and it was, like, their normal things that they do all the time, but I was just like, today I was just like, stop doing that. I'm going to kill you.
Just like class running over.
Yeah, just like, oh, my brain was just like not computing everything. So all I cared about was, I was a me monster today. But in my head.
So you need to explain what a me monster is.
A me monster is someone that only cares about their self
me.
At that moment.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so this week, I really don't have any stories written down because
we were focusing on that yard sale all week long.
Like we mentioned, we have this fundraiser yard sale for a family whose child is
in need.
In need. And, I'll say that's something I've thought about a lot is this is one of those moments where you realize, like, you know what, I don't have that bad. Who cares if my kid is crying over her teddy bear? Like, yeah. At least she's not in the hospital.
At least she's healthy. Yeah.
Yeah. So think about that. Just a little plug for loving your kids, I guess. But anyway, so the donations, our goal from the beginning, we planned this 3 weeks ago. It came together so quickly. But our goal was to fill our garage top to bottom with stuff.
Well, and the thing was, is like, we have a two-car garage. And, you know, the stuff that our stuff in the garage, you know, takes up one side of it, but we kind of like scooted it all so it was up against the wall of one side. So we kind of had one and three fourths of, you know, a garage.
Yeah.
And yeah, and so we're just like, maybe if we just fill this one side, we'll be like, yeah, woo, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. And so, but we put this ad out in the community saying, here's our cause. Can you guys, anyone that wants to donate, please do. And we had people donating like crazy to the point where we filled up our garage.
Both sides.
Yeah, like top to bottom. We reached our goal within the first week and still had 2 weeks left.
But people kept bringing stuff. And
in a good way. We were so excited.
And so we're like, oh, I guess we have to start putting this in our house now.
Yeah, so we have this little pile of stuff in our living room.
And we're like, oh, it's not bad.
And slowly, we kept having to push our couch over just a little bit. And then a couple nights before, a couple families ask us to pick up furniture, and we go to their houses, and they're like, take it all. It was a rental home, and
they're like, take everything in the home, and we're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so we bring, like, enough stuff to furnish an entire house home with us into our living room, so we couldn't even, we had this little maze, like, literally,
we had
a foot and a half wide trail to our kitchen.
We had a little trail to get to our kitchen, which was half full itself.
Yeah, with tables and stuff. But our living room is huge. Like, it is a big room.
Yeah.
And so it was so packed that we ended up taking our brand new Wii and plugging it in our bedroom. So the kids and I, while Barry was at work, we just holed up in my room, and I honestly...
Because the kids had stuff in their rooms, too.
Yeah,
like
we had couches
and other stuff.
And so, we lived in our bedroom, and I am not ashamed to admit, but a little ashamed. I am ashamed. But my kids, for this week, they pretty much only played the Wii nonstop the entire time. Because we had nothing else to do.
Well, and
I guess we could have done more, but I was busy.
But we were busy, and I was at work, until Saturday, and so, yeah, it was crazy.
So we ate out a lot to eat, or we ate out. We had a lot.
We ate out.
Yeah, lots of takeout and lots of Wii time during the yard sale. Everyone brought their kids over, and we just threw them in the living room. And I never saw him again.
No parental supervision
for like...
For
the entire 2 days.
For like a dozen kids in our home.
Yeah. And there were a few older ones. Older, like 10.
Yeah.
And they just played the Wii the entire time. So I think, you know, a while ago we were discussing whether or not it was a good investment. Bam. I think we've already earned back that $500.
It paid for itself now.
So, luckily, and it's not ruined. And it's not stolen. So we're good.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's about, and I do have to say though, on the second day, cause we set it up and it was so big that we couldn't sleep, or we couldn't bring it back inside. We realized, oh, we're gonna have to sleep outside and guard this thing.
Oh,
so Barry
yeah.
slept outside.
Three
nights. Or no, two nights.
Thursday and Friday night.
Yeah, two nights.
Two nights in a row. I slept outside.
In
on
nothing.
one of our couches.
Yeah, a couch that we didn't even know who it came from.
Slept on their couch while guarding the stuff with, you know, slept with like a baseball bat.
Yeah, so basically he could have been murdered for the cause. But I'm glad he wasn't. So, I mean, it was just a bizarre, crazy week. Parenting kind of got put on the back burner to help someone else in their parenting struggle.
For a good cause.
Yeah. We gave up our parenting to help other parents.
Whatever. Our kids loved these last 2 days playing games all day long.
Oh, but what I was going to say is on the second day, I realized, like, I haven't seen my kids today. And then all of a sudden, I kind of felt, I don't know what the word is, like, why does my baby not want to come see me? Like, it made me feel like, they don't need me? They don't care about mommy? And so I actually went inside and I like scooped him into my arms and I was just holding him like, don't you love me? You know, I don't know what it was. It was like, you know, when people go on a vacation away from their kids for the first time thinking it's so exciting. And then like the one night away, they're like, I miss my children. I hear that all the time from people.
I mean, they're such an integral part of our lives. Like,
I know.
It's just... Yeah.
So that's how I felt on the second day. Like, I kept going inside and getting him just to hold him for
and
a minute.
And you know what?
You didn't feel that.
I didn't feel that. That shows the difference between dads and moms. But I do miss my kids when I go on business trips, though.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It was really interesting. But what was great to me is that I really wanted this to be a family experience. And there were some times where we did just throw our kids in the house and say, see you later. This is our project. But like when people were dropping off donations, we were trying really hard to make our kids go out and help bring them in. So they would know that they were doing service too.
Yeah.
And we, this, it sounds like I'm doing a good job, but by the end, our kids were playing the Wii and all the parents are outside like cleaning up this huge mess. I mean, it really was like a 30 or 40 family yard sale. It was humongous.
Yeah.
And our kids are playing the Wii and I just went inside and I didn't handle it very well. And I was like, get off the Wii. We are doing service right now. Get out here and help us clean up stuff. And I'm like yelling at them to serve. Like, this is kind of a
good job,
oxymoron,
honey.
But
good job.
But they came out and helped.
They did.
Then afterwards I was like, wow, I was really tired. So I kept trying. This weekend was a big loop of me yelling and then apologizing later.
And you know what?
So it was humbling, but it was awful.
At least you have this week to recover.
Right?
I don't. There's a big, huge rodeo and fair.
Oh, darn. You have to go to a fair.
Well, I don't get to go to it. I get to have a booth at it that I'll be secluded at a booth for 12 hours.
Yeah, but you gotta be paid to eat at food trucks. That's like my dream job.
Oh, well, if there's anything good there, I'll let you know. I need is a funnel cake and a snow cone.
Oh, funnel cake.
And then I'll be good.
I love funnel cake.
I know. Maybe I'll bring one home for you.
Oh, that probably won't last very long.
I could buy it right before I come home.
Anyway, we're digressed. That's nothing
tangent.
To do with
tangent. All right. Well, let's go to set, you know, like we said, we didn't have a lot of stories, but that turned into, you know, a good 15 minutes worth of stories.
Yeah. But now people can realize that sometimes things happen in your life where it's okay to throw your kids off in the distance and ignore them for a little while.
That's right.
You're welcome.
But speaking about ignoring our children, something we wanted to talk about today was, we wanted to talk about dads and dads being involved in their children's lives. And so we found this article and...
From parenting.com.
From parenting.com. And it's called Why Kids Need Their Dads. And and like one of the first things is like, involved dads equals successful children.
Right.
So we, a bunch of, you know, doctors and researchers and universities and all this stuff got together and did studies, and studies have been done for decades, about the influence of fathers in their children's life and what it can possibly benefit them.
Okay. So that was a really long explanation.
Well, now they know. They will not doubt what we talk about.
Right. So, for example, a study by the U.S. Department of Education found that children of highly involved fathers were 43% more likely than other children to earn mostly A's and 33% less likely to repeat a grade. So if you want your kid to have straight A's, get the daddy involved.
Yeah, have fathers be more involved because...
But I like this because on the flip side, if your kids aren't getting straight A's, it's your husband's fault.
Apparently it's the dad's fault. So...
Yes, I can blame you. So that was nice. And they're also less likely to have behavior problems at school and to experience... less likely to experience depression.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah. And so the article breaks it down into several sections. We'll mention the section and we'll highlight that, but we'll have a link to the article in our show notes. So you can definitely read it word for word yourself. So the first,
wait.
Oh, what?
You got to read this whole thing because it's really interesting.
Okay. Says, according to the Father Involvement Research Alliance,
FIRA.
So, FIRA.
It should have been FIRE.
It should have been.
Why did they do
Father
that?
Father Involvement Research, in what would be the E word for that?
Economics.
No, FIRE.
Environment.
Father Involvement Research Environment.
Excellence. Incorporated. Nope, that's an that's I.
That's an I.
Ooh. I mentioned McKinnon.
Entertainment.
Yes, there you go.
But.
FIRE.
FIRE. So the Father Involvement Research Alliance review, girls with involved fathers have higher self-esteem, and teenage girls who are close to their dads are less likely to become pregnant. Boys show less aggression, less impulsivity. I'm educated too. And, more self-direction. As young adults, children of involved fathers are more likely to achieve higher levels of education, find success in their careers, have higher levels of self-acceptance, and experience psychological well-being. Adults who have had involved fathers are more likely to be tolerant and understanding, have supportive social networks made up of close friends, and have long-term successful marriages.
I think that's crazy that they can map out all the things.
Well, because they know these because it's four decades of research and hundreds of studies. So some of these studies could have followed families or children and then like, oh, well, their father was involved with them when they were younger, then maybe they have a successful marriage, or they just do surveys or something to like, was your father involved in your life, blah 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 blah.
Thanks again for that.
What?
Your explanations are awesome.
Yes, they are. Okay, well, the first section is...
Okay, well, we're not quite... Okay, so in this study from Brigham Young University, which is funny because we mentioned them last week, and I think it was a different website.
Yeah.
But BYU researchers...
They like families.
Yeah, so they found out that... Well, first off, it's the little things that are more important. They said participation for fathers in family leisure activities is important and needed. It was fathers' involvement in the everyday, home-based, common family leisure activities that held more weight than the large, extravagant, out-of-ordinary types of activities when examining family functions.
So,
and things they listed were like eating dinner together, watching TV, playing in the yard,
playing video games.
Woo! I bet that one made you happy.
It did.
There, that's another check for our Wii.
That's right.
And so they talk about how there are 4 different ways that fathers different from mothers. There's other ways, but these are the ones they focus on that are unique and important as fathers' roles.
So fathers in... where did it go?
Were you reading something?
Oh, I was going to read... that's okay. We just can go on to the next section.
So here are the 4 things.
Okay, so the next thing... The first thing is playing.
Right.
Playing with your children. And it talks about how... And you see this a lot, is that fathers, especially with like toddlers and younger children, their type of play is often physical. You know, lots of wrestling and tickling. You know, tickling and touching and stuff like that. Dads like to be really physical with their toddlers and young kids.
And moms like to craft and paint and go to the library.
Yeah, they like to build their brains. And exactly. Dads like to build their muscles. But, and they just talked about how there's, you know, fathers and mothers play differently, but, fathers that play with their, you know, kids that way, it says, and we'll read a small part of this section. It says, roughhousing with dad, for example, can teach children how to deal with aggressive impulses and physical contact without losing control of their emotions.
Okay. Which is a sign that... But then you see those sports dads that are like psycho. Well, we've talked about that one.
Balance for like, everything, right?
The 6-year-old soccer league, and one dad was like, get in there!
Yeah, he was crazy.
Kick the ball! So I don't think that teaches you how to deal with your aggression. Or maybe it does. It just teaches you how to be aggressive. But, excuse me, so that was from the manual of the U.S. Children's Bureau. I didn't even know there was a Children's Bureau.
Now you do.
So the next one is encouraging risk. This one I thought was interesting.
Okay.
Because it's talking about how fathers are more likely to encourage their children to take risks.
Now, don't get us wrong. It says more likely. It's not that mothers don't.
Right. But there are moms that don't like taking risks.
That's true.
So, for instance... They're more likely to encourage their children to overcome obstacles, talk to strangers, and go to the deep end during swim lessons. One study in the review focused on a group of parents teaching their children how to swim. And I thought this was so interesting because it found that fathers tend to stand behind their children and encourage them to face the social environment, but mothers like to stand in front of their children, seeking to establish visual contact with the children.
To, like, let their kids know, everything's okay, because you can see me.
Mommy's right here.
And dads are like, swim! There's the edge! That's your link to survival!
Right. Good luck! Well, and I just think this is funny, because one of my brothers married someone who had kids. And she'd been a single mom for a while. And when my brother and she got married, I remember her saying that it was so scary because my brother always tried to encourage the kids to climb trees. And she'd never done that. And so she said that was really hard for her to let go of, was to let her kids climb trees because she knew it was good that daddy was telling him to take a risk.
Yeah.
So I always thought that was interesting. I guess it's true.
Go scrape your knees and... Get bloody and muddy.
Yeah, and it's most, and even like when you're at the park, you're like, be careful, don't talk to strangers, you know, but said men are more likely to have their kids talk to strangers. But I kind of disagree because I feel like I'm good at that.
Well, it says.
I think it's important.
It says it's more often fathers do that. It's not.
I'm just saying.
It's not saying mommies don't.
I know. This one's going to be hard for me. Because it's giving you the awesomeness.
I know. It's about time. Awesome dad. All right. So the next part about protecting.
Right.
So it says perhaps it's size. It's their size, strength, or inclination to protect. But fathers appear to be better at keeping, you know, at predators and bad influences away from their children.
Okay. So I really hated the example they gave for this one. Because... It says paternal absence has been cited by multiple scholars as the single greatest risk factor in teen pregnancy for girls. When fathers are more involved, they can better monitor what's going on in their children's lives, including interaction with peers and adults. I feel like that's a stretch. I know I've heard it a million times that if you have an active father, then you're less likely to get pregnant, but I don't think it's because they're protecting you.
Well,
it's not like she's going to go out with a guy, and the dad's like, I will kill you if you knock her up.
Well, it's interesting because we were talking about this, and you said that you don't think it's protecting him because it's more of a love-based thing. That
right. You feel self-esteem.
Fathers that are more involved with their daughters' lives and love on them and show them, you know, abundance of love, don't go seeking for that love elsewhere.
Yeah, I think...
But
it's a self-esteem thing, not a protection thing.
But wouldn't that be, in a way, protecting your daughter from those type of things by showing her an abundance of love?
But the way this is wording it is that
I'm just protecting him
with your, like, brute strength from men? I don't think so.
It didn't say that. It just said we're better at keeping predators and bad influences from harming our children. It didn't say we do it with our brute strength.
Well, you know what? Moms do that, too.
But I'm just saying that... Maybe our increase of love for our daughters is our protection
it
for them.
It says size, strength, and inclination to protect.
Well,
that is all like,
my inclination to protect my daughter is to love her more.
Yeah, but it's not love. It's love. It has nothing to do with protection. Well, except they don't get pregnant, so it has everything to do with protection.
It's the best kind of protection. So,
I'm sorry.
All right.
That was tasteless.
That's okay. So, the next section is about disciplining.
Right.
So, go for it. Discipline.
Okay. Fathers tend to be more willing than mothers to confront their children and enforce discipline, leaving their children with the impression that they, in fact, have more authority.
I do have more authority.
The dad has more authority. Mothers, on the other hand, try to reason with their children and rely on kids' emotional attachment to them to influence their behavior.
You love me, so you'll do this.
Right?
And dads are like, you will do this because I am king! Right?
Right. So. I guess so. I know, because I always remember my dad being like, I'd be like, why do I have to do that?
Because I said so! Because I said so.
It made him sound like a ghetto guy.
And you never...
I said so!
And you never said, and you always said, I will never say that to my kids.
Oh my goodness.
I've said it tons of times.
That's the hardest thing not to say.
It's because like, why do I have to do this? Because I said
I
so!
I told you to!
So...
That is a hard thing.
But
we digress.
But to finish up on the article, I'm just going to read this paragraph because... It's all good.
Wait.
Oh, wait.
Back to the disciplining. We didn't really touch on that very much. But, so the people that did this study wrote a book called Partnership Parenting.
Ah, yes.
And so they said, although mom and dad may not seem to be on the same page because we're disciplining different, it said this diverse approach can be very effective in disciplining children. So I think it's kind of...
Like... It gives a good healthy balance.
Yeah, so because we can discipline
you have the firm hand and you have the loving hand and you need both of the hands to make a whole.
To hold hands.
Like mommy and daddy do.
Oh my goodness. Nice.
We're tired, people. We're tired.
I know, right? So, that's just important. Like, it's okay if we discipline different, but I think it's important to point out.
Well, it's
okay.
You
keep cutting me off.
Sorry.
It's okay to discipline different if your goals are the same.
Yeah. Well, like it says, if we're on the same page.
Right. And
so
that's the most
we just have different tactics.
Hands, according to you.
Yeah, different hands. Different tactics to get to the same goal.
Right.
But it's the same goal.
Right.
So, there you go. All right. The good news, though.
Oh, there's good news.
Yep. About being a dad is that you don't have to be spectacular at it to make a major positive contribution to your child's life.
Yes.
So it's a doctor looked at data on delinquency, pregnancy, and depression in adolescents and compared the statistics with how teens rated their fathers or if they lived with a single mother. He found that outcomes for teens in single mother homes were about the same as though living with both a mother and a poor quality father. Teens had higher levels of delinquency, pregnancy, and depression.
But teens living with their mother and father, with whom they had an average quality relationship, experienced much lower negative outcomes. So the parents don't even have to be good quality. They just have to be average.
That's right.
And the teens are better off. But
it says teens who had high quality relationship with their father had even lower rates. So the doctor concludes that great... Or even good enough dads appear to make a real difference in their children's lives.
See, I want to know if that works for mothers too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Can I just be good enough?
I'm just good enough. You know, well, some days I'm great. Some days I'm good enough. Some days I'm not.
Average.
I'm
average
not
quality.
Good enough. But, you know, like I said, it's parenting is an ongoing process, an ever learning experience.
Yeah. But now, you know, parents are important or dads are important.
Well,
I know moms are important.
We talk about moms a lot, but now it's time to talk about dads. There is a dad on this podcast.
Yeah, an average quality dad. I'm just kidding.
I'm a good enough quality
dad. Good enough father.
I'm a good enough father.
So there you go. If your husband's involved, or if you are the dad listening, if you are involved, your kids won't get pregnant.
Well, are less likely to get pregnant.
Ever.
So, well, it's just... If you're more involved, your kids are going to be better off. How about that?
Right.
So, that's, yeah. So, like, thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, as we talk about often. And we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Even if you're just average.
Yeah, if you're good enough.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good enough job.
A good enough job. You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook and Twitter at The Clown Car, and email us all of your questions and anything you'd like to share at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. Make sure you subscribe,
rate,
review, even if it's good enough, on iTunes. Until next time, enjoy your circus. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.